Are you ready?
I've been ready.
Don't give me any of your crap.
Come on, we're wasting people's time.
Hi there. Thanks for diving into Two Peas Same Pod, the humorous podcast of family unity that proves we're all in this comedic roller coaster of life together. Here are your hosts, the father and daughter duo, Eric and Tova Weinstein.
Hello, welcome to Two Peas Same Pod.
Woohoo!
Woo-hoo!
A father-daughter podcast.
Father-daughter.
It's essentially about not much.
I know. We really need to
create some structure to this.
I think so.
A little free form.
Come on.
Little just, you know, free range.
A little like spitballing.
Like a little free range chicken.
Maybe we should do. That's my dad. That's not a sound effect that he inserted. Maybe we should do live shows. Maybe that's where our breakthrough is.
God, I don't need a live show.
I got a live show at work the other day. A mentalist came in.
Oh, that was weird. Yeah.
That was weird.
This guy's like David Blaine, but he looked like Sam Bankman-Fried.
Okay.
The guy who just went to prison for the cryptocurrency scam.
Oh, okay. Classic scam. Ah, love crypto. I don't know anything about it. But he comes in and he's like, do you guys want to see a magic trick? That's not really a magic trick.
We happened to pop in
on
the way back from a supermarket in Brookline.
Woohoo! Acting like they care what I do for a living.
I don't, but
I know. Mom wanted to see where I work.
I've been there.
Yeah, you've been
times.
There. Grammy went before Mom been.
I know. It's really Mom who didn't care.
I know. Mom really couldn't have cared less.
That's nice.
I know. She couldn't have.
Mentalist.
Yeah, so he comes in and he's like, you guys want to see a magic trick? That's not really a magic trick. And I'm like looking at my boss and I'm like, yeah. Honestly, yeah.
Rando guy walks off the street and says,
with a backpack.
Let me do a little magic on you.
He did have a Harvard Business School backpack. Though, right?
Yeah, but I could get a Harvard Business School backpack.
I don't know.
Doesn't mean I would go there.
I think I looked up his Instagram account, and I think he had it in his bio. So I think he was part of like some club, like some magician club there.
Oh, makes sense.
I think that's what it was.
Next thing you know, it'll be like some Harry Potter wizardry or Quidditch club.
I never saw the movies.
Okay.
So he comes in, he takes out a business card, and he shows it to me. It's like, nothing's written on it. And then he goes, I'm going to want you to pick a two-digit number between 1 and 100. And he writes something down on the card. Then he looks at me. He's like, yeah, this is definitely it. He goes, what I wrote on the card is not going to make much sense to you right now. And I was like, okay. But he was like, I'm going to write it down. I'm going to put it right next to you. And he put it right next to me. And he was like, what number were you thinking of? And I said, do you know what I said?
78 or something?
I said 74.
Okay.
And then he goes, oh, okay. And so he pulls out a list on his notes app of celebrities 1 through 100, and I'm looking through it. They're all different. And he goes,
but are they numbered, these celebrities?
Yeah, they're numbered 1 through 100. And he goes, okay, so what celebrity is at number 74? Can you like see who it is? And I was like, yeah, I'll see. And then it said Tom Hanks. Mm-hmm. And then he goes, can you flip the card over? What did it say?
Tom Hanks.
How did he know I was going to say 74?
So wait a second. So you said, so he said, think of a number between 1 and 100.
Double digit.
And you thought 74.
Yes.
And then he wrote, so you thought about it, nothing more. And then he wrote something on a card.
He goes, think of a digit, and then he wrote something on his card.
Okay, so you thought of 74. You didn't say it.
I didn't say it.
But he wrote Tom Hanks on the card.
And then he just said, think of it. Don't say it. I'm going to put this card right next to you. Don't look at it. If you do, it's not going to make any sense to you. But I didn't.
You didn't look at
it. Right there.
And
then he left the card behind. So it's not like he just pulls out Tom Hanks cards or he has some notes app trick. I don't know what it is.
That's not bad.
And then he did a
trick. Oh, yeah. What was the other one?
He did one to my boss, and like her father passed away. But when he was alive, he was really into Star Wars and everything, like obsessed with Star Wars. And her son. Her dad, I think, passed away a little after she had her son or something like that. But her son is obsessed with Star Wars. But the guy, the mentalist, had her flip through like a packet of like a note packet. And then I think there were different movies on each page. And she looked at it and she was like, oh, my God, this is so weird. And he was like, are you okay? Like, he was like, sometimes coincidences happen for a reason. And he was like, okay, think of a scene from this movie. And she like was like thinking blah, blah, blah. I forget like the rest of it, but he basically guessed that the movie was Star Wars. And she was like, that's so weird.
So did he see her stop at the Star Wars?
No, he was like, go somewhere so I can't.
Oh, that's right. I remember he did, yeah.
He was like, go to the corner so I can't see.
Yeah, he looked away. Yeah.
And then when he guessed, you started laughing. Like, you just like bursted out laughing when he was like, was it Star Wars? And she was like, yeah.
Well, her reaction to it was funny. But I said to him, I said, you're like David Blaine.
Yeah. Because and then he said he did bar mitzvahs.
Yeah. Well, he said he thanked me for complimenting him with David Blaine. David Blaine is an excellent.
Yeah.
Close-up magician.
Yeah.
And he does all... that's exactly the type of stuff he does.
Yeah.
Except he takes it sometimes to a real extreme, physically and... Yeah. I mean, some of the...
His shows were cool, too.
Yeah.
You saw him, no?
I haven't seen him live, but I've seen his specials on TV.
I thought you and Josh saw him, like, in a box somewhere.
No. But he's been
like a hanging box.
No, we didn't see him live
Someone
do that.
Someone I know
okay,
did.
Okay, yeah, that wasn't us. Josh saw David Copperfield.
No.
But watching David Blaine work is really cool. But there's some great videos online. He goes to Harrison Ford's house and he does some stuff with Harrison Ford. Yes. And Harrison Ford loses his mind and drops the F-bomb on him a half a dozen times because he's like, he's so crazed over what David Blaine is able to do. So I love close-up magic. Yeah. I am not capable of doing it. I have a couple of card tricks. That's all I have.
Were you on the cruise with that guy, the like bigger guy with the gray hair who was a comedian? And I went to his shows.
I don't remember.
It might have been when me and Nick were on the cruise, but he was really funny. The cruises have some funny, they're kid-friendly, most of them.
Yeah, no, how about magician on the Royal Caribbean European cruise?
Yeah, what was his?
I don't know, but remember he ended up, he disappeared and reappeared at the back of the... at the back of the theater?
No, I don't remember that, but those shows are always fun. If you ever go on cruises, don't be scared to go with the old people and watch the shows.
Yeah, but oftentimes, like the cruises we go on, it's not always old people. It skews older.
Definitely skews older.
Well, but you and Josh don't like the younger ships.
No,
meaning,
get me
like,
the hell away from them.
Exactly, people. Tova wants nothing to do with little kids.
Nothing to do with
them. And even if we are on cruises that are less kid friendly, you still go to the adult only area.
Like
there's an adult pool, adult bar.
I don't like when the kids are like
jumping
in the water, like splashing me, yelling when I'm just trying to, or when I'm trying to play my Sudoku and like the kids are getting it wet and I'm like, actually, like, you guys, like, I hate humans. I'm only gonna be a parent to dogs. Anyway, mentalist. Cross that off. Final four. Place your bets. Get them all in.
Do not gamble, people. It's the scourge.
I know. On the app, it's funny because when you have to log in, it goes, if you have a gambling issue, like, it's so funny. No one cares. But so who do you think is going to win the NC State versus Purdue game?
I'm going with NC State. I'm riding the hot hand.
Are they the underdogs? Right?
Oh, they're a total underdog. Yeah, they were like the 11th seed or something in the tournament, but they were playing strong at the end of the season. They won the ACC tournament, the conference championship.
Okay.
And so they got their bid into the big dance, and they've made it this far. Our preferred North Carolina team.
You screwed me. Screwed
UNC,
my bets. Screwed my parlay.
Screwed up everything on everybody's bracket.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, it happens. That's the nature of the tourney.
And then UConn's probably going to win versus Alabama, right?
Well, Alabama's not a terrible team, but UConn's powerful. They've had another great season, and they've had a great tournament. They've crushed the competition. So no matter who goes to the end, I think UConn, no matter who plays UConn at the end, I think UConn's going to win again this year. But NC State would be a fun matchup for UConn. I'd just like to see what happens.
Did you see that the girls, NCAAW?
Yes, the NCAA women's
tournament.
Yeah, that's
getting a lot of traction right now because you hear Caitlin Clark, who plays on Iowa.
No, she's fabulous.
Fabulous. Jason Sudeikis, Travis Scott, Dave Portnoy, they all just like flew to see her games and then flew back home.
So people say that there's, like in the women's basketball realm, that there's been greatness over the years, but there's only one Caitlin Clark.
Yeah,
like she is above everybody in her skill set.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of great players she could be compared to, but she's really brought the women's game, the college women's game, to the fore. Everybody's interested in watching her. There's some other players. There's a woman.
Paige.
Yeah, Paige Buechers.
That
right?
tore her ACL, and now she's back in.
Yeah, so, I mean, there are a couple of other players, but Caitlin Clark is beyond compare.
Did you see the stats of, like, how many views, like, it got? It was, like, it was, like...
Well, 12.3 million people watched the game on Monday night.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
I was
the
like,
women's game is really thriving now, and that's
and
good.
I think the Iowa versus UConn game is on tonight at 9:30.
Oh.
So I want to watch that. I've seen, like, a bunch of clips, and yesterday I was like, Nick, you know Caitlin Clark? And he was like, you're just finding out about Caitlin Clark? And I was like, she's I love NCAAW. I love it. I was like, she's awesome.
That could have been you. You played basketball when you were younger.
Oh, yeah. And I made that one crazy shot when Grandpa was watching.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of that, did you see how, like, people are singing You Are My Sunshine to LeBron James?
No.
Like, the
Why
whole,
would they?
I don't, the
He's
whole...
not my sunshine.
I got glasses from Warby Parker. I picked
oh,
up
did.
A couple. They're blackout. You can't see anything. I put them
did
on.
Did you get me a pair?
I can get you a pair. I got two pairs.
Get another one, would you?
Honestly, I think one of them's at home, so you can have it.
Okay.
But I don't even need the glasses. I'll
yes,
lift
you
right
do.
Up.
No, you won't. Hugh
you
Cooper.
Won't, yeah.
Hugh Cooper. Calling Dr. Hugh Cooper.
We need to call in.
He's an eye surgeon. We've mentioned him in the past.
Yeah, but people are just singing, like, You Are My Sunshine to him at the games. I think there's, like, some sort of meme or, like, TikTok of, like, he's, like, glowing, like, radiating. Like
radiant?
Yeah, like, something.
Radiating?
He's radiating sunshine.
Okay.
And so, I don't know, but I saw a video, and then the comments were like, this generation's so, like, unserious. Like, the internet just started singing this to LeBron, and now everyone's just singing it to him. And I don't know if he's getting pissed off or not, but...
Your great-grandfather, mom's papa.
Okay.
So, mom's mother's
father.
So,
papa's papa?
No, mom's... Bubby's papa.
Okay.
Bubby's father used to sing that song to mom when she was a little girl.
You are my sunshine.
My only sunshine.
Sunshine. Okay, so the votes are in, America. The polls are closed. The votes are in. Is it okay to dress up your dog?
Oh, jeez.
We got 7 yeses and 1 no, and that 1 no was me.
Where was this poll for our
it
listeners?
It was on 2P Same Pod, our Instagram at 2P Same Pod, the number 2.
Okay.
Make sure you follow, subscribe. We post polls. We're going to be posting Q&A questions.
This is all
you
news to me, people,
us.
But I'm glad to hear it.
I know, marketing to the max, you know? Maybe you should pay me a pretty penny. Staring at me.
Yeah, the crickets will be inserted
but
there.
So 7 yeses, it's okay to dress up your dog. 1 no. And
do we know who voted? Like, do we know the identity of these people?
Yeah.
Okay.
It shows me who
we don't
votes.
Need to call. We don't need to shout out.
Oh,
people,
we're not
but,
using
I mean, not
names
call,
anymore.
We're not using.
We learned that the hard way. We are going to not use names anymore in this
unless
episode
those people,
unless we check in and get their permission.
Yes.
But we will not be using first names.
Except our family.
Except our family. And people who honestly
won't
we
give
know
a crap.
Won't give a crap, but the mm-hmm. people who will. We won't use your names. The votes are in, so I guess America thinks it's okay to dress up your dog.
7-1.
7-1.
That answers it for me.
That's a large margin. I hope that's like the voting polls this year.
Anyway, we're not going. This is a non-political podcast.
Okay.
But in the meantime, yeah, so the reason Tover raises this issue is because a couple of weeks ago, before St. Patrick's Day, our dog, who goes to a doggy daycare daily.
Franklin.
He goes every day, and he's been going every day since he was about 16 weeks old, maybe 20 weeks old.
Spoiled.
Yes, he is quite spoiled, but a lot of dogs smell like that. And, yeah, funny. Anyway, he goes to doggy daycare, and around every major holiday or non-major holiday, minor holiday, they celebrate by like putting something stupid on these dogs. So this
something stupid.
So on St. Patrick's Day or the week before St. Patrick's Day, they put a green sequin top hat and a green sequin bow tie around his neck and took a picture.
And
which,
I think he had the vest on too.
I don't know. Tovo put that on Insta, and it was funny. And it was funny because he had like a smile on his face. So he definitely looked like
Christmas,
a little doggy.
They took a picture with him and the Grinch, and
oh, yeah,
we were
Grinch,
like,
yeah.
"What? He's Jewish."
Yeah, he's Jewish.
He's circumcised.
Oh, God.
And then for Easter,
another holiday we don't celebrate.
The picture I posted with the pole attached to it was that picture of Franklin with those bunny peep ears on. And let's just say the look on his face was...
These effing people.
Yeah, he was not happy. And I think dogs need to consent to having them be shoved in all these outfits. Besides, I don't need Franklin's consent when I put the Snoop Dogg hat on him with the little...
Oh, the dreads.
With the little dreads sticking out of it. He hates that. He likes my headband when I put the headband on him. He doesn't like... I tried to put him in a sweater.
He doesn't love having clothes on. He's not that type of dog. We have a...
He loves his birthday suit.
Funny. We have a raincoat that he hates. We have a second raincoat that he hates. Mm-hmm. But he has a winter jacket that he actually doesn't mind.
Yeah, because there's no hood on it.
I think there's no hood, and it fits him snugly.
And
it's fleece. So it's comfortable for him. But the plasticized raincoats.
Yeah, and the Velcro underneath his belly. Hates that. Oh, my God. I would hate that.
So I could see why, but...
imagine if you're trying to squeeze one out and then, like, your raincoat falls out and gets in the way of stuff.
Well, thankfully, it's designed not to. But what's funny is that we discover all these Instagram videos, which Tova said are just co-opted from TikTok.
They're co-opted.
There's Clarence the Black Lab.
You love Clarence.
I love Clarence because they don't dress him up, but, like, they basically overdub, like, on a story that he's telling from his perspective. And I just love the way he refers to his own... owners. The father is Dadimir Putin, and I forget what the mother is called. But
you love the cheese tax videos.
I do
too.
Love the cheese tax videos.
Like cheese experts say, and then they pan over the dog. And this expert.
Experts say that dogs really benefit from having cheese, and then the camera pans, and there's the dog holding a little sign that says "expert."
Or it's like the dog with glasses and like a lab coat, and it says like "expert."
Yeah, I just that stuff to me is funny.
Whenever.
We could be making a fortune.
I know.
We could get Franklin to do
this.
He's
so cute. Franklin's so nice and sweet, except when he's angry.
Well, he just doesn't enjoy strangers coming to the house. So he definitely is vocal about that.
He's vocal than I am.
He's not baring his teeth like he's going to bite anybody, but he does tend to get a little hyped up, and he's noisy, and it makes it hard to have people over sometimes. Mm-hmm. So oftentimes we send him to his trainer/daycare owner's house where
they treat him really well, guys. We're not sending him to PetSmart.
Oh, we don't send him to be boarded in a kennel or anything like that. He's the king of their castle too, though they have other dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They don't let their dogs on the couch, but Franklin just hops right up
really?
There.
Really?
They have Vizslas. They don't allow their dogs on their bed, but Franklin sleeps on their bed. He's not taking any crap.
And Franklin loves them.
Because
they work at the daycare too.
They own the daycare, So Franklin's the boss.
Yeah, he's the boss.
He's the boss, but he shows up at daycare.
I think we told OG Franklin's story.
He is the OG.
He's OG. And initially, like, we were with them. They would come to the house, and they would, like, when he was a puppy, they would walk him. They would hang out with him. They would actually come to the house and pick him up and then come inside the house, get him, drop him off at daycare, and then they would drive him home.
That's right.
That was part of the, like, that was why we even joined that daycare. They took care of everything with that puppy. My parents work 2 jobs, and I was in school, so they couldn't really hang out with the puppy all day. I wish I could hang out with the puppy all day, but I need to be in high school. I need to be in class. But, so we would send him away. He would get trained. He would do all his fun stuff, and then he would come home at, like, 4.
Yeah, about 4:20, 4:30.
Yeah.
And they would leave, and so he'd be home for maybe an hour and a half by himself.
Yeah.
And somebody would get home. Or you would be home.
No, I would usually, like, be home.
If it wasn't soccer season.
Don't talk about soccer season.
Why?
Embarrassing.
What do you mean embarrassing? It was one of the greatest college essays I've ever read. The opening line was something like, I'm a 3-year letter woman on the varsity girls soccer team.
And I never stepped foot on the field.
And never put on a pair of cleats.
Yeah, something stupid like that.
It got people's attention. You had a good run when you got into colleges.
Better than food and politics, shouldn't it mix? No. That is an awesome college story.
We have to visit that some other time.
I think we already talked about it a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't really have much more to talk about, but...
Wow. Well, let's get to our piece of information again, our new bit. We'll be right back after this message. Oh. And we're back. Thanks for joining us again on 2P Same Pod, a father-daughter podcast about very little that's important. So last week we started a new bit. We're trying to work on a better name for it, but for now we're calling it Peas of Information, where I ask Tova five or four.
Terrible name.
I guess last week it was four. But we're going to try to go with five random questions unrelated to anything we've talked about here on the podcast.
Didn't you already ask me the questions for this episode?
No, that was last week's episode.
We only did one set of questions?
Yes.
No.
I asked you four questions, and then we ended the episode.
Oh.
Now we're back on a new episode.
I thought we did.
See, this is what happens, people, when you record back to back. Here are five questions. Tova has not seen these questions. She has no idea what's coming at her.
I'm like the blind side.
What's your spirit animal?
What the hell? Where did you get the? That is nothing you would ever ask me. That's nothing anyone cares about.
You know what my spirit animal is?
A sloth.
Brisket. Okay.
Isn't that just a cut of meat?
Yes, it is.
Isn't that a cow?
It's a cut of cow. Okay. So what's your favorite brand of anything? What is your favorite brand? Okay, come on. Spit it out.
Brand? What am I constantly like buying?
Shoes.
I know, shoes. I really like my Sambos, my Bejas. I guess like Yeti, I don't know.
Okay, so this was a bad question.
This is a good question. Not Trader Joe's.
Well, yeah.
Let me think about this.
Okay, what's your favorite movie?
Cheaper by the Dozen 2. Or Scooby-Doo Spooky Island. Or Harold and Kumar. Me and Nick had me get into that series, and they're stoners. You know that movie?
I know the movie.
It's with the guy from How I Met Your Mother, him.
Neil Patrick Harris.
No.
Yes, it's Neil Patrick Harris playing an enhanced version of himself.
And Harold and Kumar, it's the Indian guy that Robin.
From House.
Yeah, him. He's in
Yes,
it.
But
he's
in
like
the,
one of the main guys.
Yes, but in the movie.
So is Neil. They're obsessed with Neil Patrick Harris.
Yes,
in the movie.
I know.
That movie's funny.
Okay.
But like, you can't just throw these questions at me because I like need time to like think of my ultimate good answer. Like I need, like you can't ask.
We don't
me,
need
like,
an ultimate good answer. We just need info. We need information. That's why we're calling it Peas of Information.
Okay.
Okay, so do you like spicy food?
Yes, I love spicy food. I didn't used to. I used to get pissed at you guys.
Oh, my God.
I used to be like, we can't go to this restaurant because...
And which restaurant was that?
Sichuan Gourmet.
In Framingham, in Billerica, in Brookline.
It is one of the best Asian cuisine places around. But
yes,
I used to
absolutely.
Tell them, no, you can't go there when
oh
I'm
Oh, my God,
here
you would stomp your
every
feet.
Single thing
hissy
they,
fit.
Every single thing they make there is spicy as can be. I was dramatic, but...
Yes. No surprise. But now you like it.
Love Sichuan. Can't get enough of it.
Yeah, we
you go all the time without me though, and then you never bring me something to eat.
So we haven't been home. We haven't been there in a long time, several months. And mom and I went.
Did you just go the other week?
Yeah, and then mom and I went there last weekend. And you're like, you're always going? No, we're not always going.
We were.
In fact, our waiter said, "Oh, haven't seen you in a long time."
Yeah, but that means they're implying that you went a lot before.
True. And what's your favorite hot sauce?
Saz.
Saz
hot. What's the full name of that? Is it just,
Saz? Saz.
Yeah, that is. I put that shit on everything.
You
it's
do.
Mother bleeping good.
It is. And for those of you that are listening out there who are not around here, like our friends in Denmark or our friends in Australia, Saz is a local brand where the guy goes to farm stands and sells it at farm stands, although he will deliver to your home locally. And we buy it by the case.
Yeah,
I do. I usually buy 12 bottles at a time.
I had people all throughout college like literally begging me for bottles. It's
yes.
that good. They go, you can put it on anything. It elevates every single
it
food
does.
You put it on. It's so good.
It's sweet and spicy. It's just a perfect balance.
And the more like we get them by the case, so the more they sit in the back, the spicier they get. So it's like when you open a new bottle and you get that fresh kick up and it's, oh my God, it's literally like, ugh.
Yes. Okay, are you Eagle Fang or Miyagi-Do?
I don't know what either of those words
mean. Okay, because you don't watch Cobra Kai. Yeah. How about Beach or pool?
Pool, 100%. I hate...
You're like me.
I don't like the sand either. I don't like getting out of...
World's biggest litter box.
I don't like getting out of the ocean and then your feet being wet and then the sand and then your towel gets disgusting and then you have to pack everything up, carry it, schlep it back. Everything gets sandy. Everything's dirty. After, your car gets dirty. There's no... Unless I'm with my friends and... Because, like, I don't have a pool in my backyard. I would like a pool in my backyard.
Middle finger to you.
Nice. But, yeah, I prefer a pool because you can just in and out, in and out, in and out. Nice and clean. Easy.
For our listeners who know us, and for those of you that don't, Elaine grew up with a swimming pool, Tova's mom.
And my papa would clean it.
Yeah, that pool was crystal clear. That pool was clean. I wouldn't say you could drink it because nobody wants to drink water with that much chlorine in it. But he kept it very clean. Mm-hmm. And... yeah, I mean, mom had a beautiful swimming pool. They had a really nice backyard, and that was great because I hate the beach. Although mom and I did go for a picnic on the beach one time.
Ugh. And food and sand do not mix.
No, they don't. But I think we only went the one time.
Yeah.
Because I never do not enjoy the beach.
Yep. There's an iconic picture I think we mentioned of my dad on the beach in, where was that?
Turks and Caicos.
Turks and Caicos, and he's just shrugging. He's like, I don't know what this is all about.
Whatever. Well, mom and I went on our honeymoon when we took a cruise. We went to the private island, and we did go into the lagoon, and we took one of those little paddle boats and we pedaled
but
around.
But that's different when you don't get like wet when you're not swimming.
Yeah.
Like just going to the beach dry is fine.
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess.
Not a fan. Okay, last question for this week. Your favorite band or musical artist?
I really am liking Zach Bryan at the moment and I know you're rolling your eyes.
I'm not rolling.
I also did like Luke Combs for a while. Yeah. I didn't used to like country, but I am now listening to country. Yeah, I'm really into country music, and yeah, I think that's my favorite artist at the moment. I play Zach Bryan's complete collection on Spotify when I go to bed because it's nice and relaxing. But also, I play it on nice upbeat days if you want a nice thing to listen to.
It's not your hype music. That's T-Pain.
Yeah, T-Pain. Oh, Ice Spice. I love Ice Spice. I like Nicki Minaj's new album. I haven't really gotten to listen to Beyonce's new country.
No,
I listened
you.
To Shotgun Ride, this song with her and yeah. Miley Cyrus. And I think Justin Bieber is also up there. I listen to his old music all the time.
He only has old music, right? He's not performing right now?
He's not performing, as you say, but he has newer albums. But I like the My World like 2.0 and his original ones.
You're not a Swiftie.
No, I'm a Belieber. I was in the front row of the Never Say Never movie.
I don't even know what that is.
I have Justin Bieber like dog tags still from Claire's.
Okay.
But ask me my favorite brand.
So Tova wants me to go back and next question. What's your favorite brand?
I think Kirkland.
Costco.
Costco.
Excellent.
They have everything.
They do.
I know we've had our past ups and downs with them, but Kirkland branded stuff is awesome. It's great.
It is.
It's a dupe, but it might be better than the original.
I will tell you, people, there's been a lot of stuff out there, but America's Test Kitchen gives a big thumbs up to their olive oil, which we've been buying for years.
Do you want me to buy some when I go after this?
No, we have a fairly recent jug.
Okay.
It's fabulous,
yeah,
people.
It's a jug. It's from Italy, right? It has like a little flag or
yes.
France or wherever.
Yeah, someplace. Yeah, Italy, I think the one we have.
Yeah.
But fabulous, and I'm a Costco fan.
We love Costco. They have a large Asian selection. I'm actually going to go and get some seaweed. I've been doing Tova's
own... large
own...
Asian food selection.
What did I say?
Asian collection. Selection.
Asian selection.
Asian food selection.
Oh, yeah. No one's going, I want that Asian kid. I want that.
Okay,
yeah, okay.
Stop.
But, yeah, I've been doing Tova sushi, and it's when my mom will make some salmon or my dad, and then I have those little seaweed papers, and I cut up some cucumber and avocado, dip it in some soy sauce.
Yeah.
We have a little wasabi.
You can't go wrong.
Homemade sushi.
You can't go wrong.
I can't, and you know what? I need to get on top of my food Instagram account. You know what? I should start one of those.
You should. And on that note, we're going to sign off this week. This has been... Two peas.
Same pod.
Until next time, America.
See you next Tuesday. I'll see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to Two Peas, Same Pod, hosted by Eric and Tova Weinstein. Please subscribe and join us next time as we continue to share humorous anecdotes, funny mishaps, and comical observations from our own lives.
Two Peas Same Pod is produced by 1253 Studios, bringing always humorous and sometimes thought-provoking conversations to you through your favorite podcasting sites. Creative content and marketing director, Tova Weinstein. Executive producer and chief editor, Eric Weinstein. Music by MBB. Find his work on YouTube by searching for MBB Music or at mbbmusic.com. Special thanks for the intro, outro, and trailer voiceover to Jordan Rich of CBS Boston Radio and Chart Productions, providing audio and voiceover recording and production, as well as podcast production and support. Visit Jordan at chartproductions.com. Funding for 2P Same Pod is provided by the Law Office of Eric Weinstein and listeners like you. Please consider subscribing and supporting this podcast. Until we meet again, this was 2P's Same Pod, a 1253 Studios production.